You're listening to the This Is How We See It podcast with your host, Eric Lee. Thanks for tuning in and don't forget to subscribe. Now, here's Eric.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and I thank you so much for spending just a little time with me. Last week, I didn't do a live show. Well, my shows aren't live, but I didn't do a new show. O.J. Simpson had just passed, and I had done a show years ago. I think that show was back in 2016 or something like that, 2017 or something like that, about O.J. Simpson and, of course, his whole trial. And I thought it appropriate that to play that old episode. And thank you guys for listening. You were very interested in it, and I thank you so much. Before I get into my topic today, I just have to say something. Do you guys realize that there is a case before the Supreme Court right now where a former president is claiming that he should have total immunity to do whatever it is he wants to do? I was just thinking about that this morning. I was watching the news and CNN and MSNBC yesterday evening, and they were talking about the trial and the different Supreme Court justices that were making comments about it. And I just thought to myself, how did we get here? Like, how is that even a question that a president, or anyone for that matter, is above the law and should have immunity to do whatever it is they want to do? I was even surprised that the Supreme Court even took the case up, because, you know, sometimes they refuse to hear a case. They let the lower court, they let that rule stand, and sometimes they don't even think it's, you know, worth their time. And, you know, I just kind of thought to myself, if there was any other president, would this Republican majority, would they even have heard this case? I can't even understand how that is even a question. How is this a question that a former president, or even a sitting president or whatever, should be such above the law that they should be immune? They can just do anything they want and not be prosecuted. I'm just amazed that we're even here. And I just wonder, you know, if it was any other president, would the Supreme Court even have taken up the case? Would they even have agreed to hear this case? And then another side of me says, well, maybe they felt the need to hear it because it's so important. And really, to be honest with you, I think one of the only reasons why he even brought it to them was he is banking on the majority, the conservative, the Republican majority, to rule in his favor. So I don't know, guys. I just wonder, how in the world did we even get here? Anyway, but that's not the topic of my show today. Last Friday, I had a little health scare. And I woke up Friday morning and my head was hurting. Now, it had been hurting for a while. And what I had decided in my mind was that it was the pollen. We have had an extremely bad pollen season this year. And I have really bad allergies. And so, but usually I start my Claritin, I start my Flonase, and I'm fine, you know, with the occasional sneeze or anything like, you know, things like that. But this headache that I had it for a while. And so I woke up Friday morning with the headache. And I said to myself, you know, okay, still going on. I've been on my Claritin and my Flonase for quite some time now. Why is my head hurting? So I said, well, you know, I haven't checked my blood pressure in a while. So let me check my blood pressure. Checked my blood pressure and it was through the roof. So it startled me and I said, okay, don't panic. Let's just wait. Check it again. I checked it again and it was higher than it was the first time I checked it. I said to myself, okay, wait about another 30 minutes to an hour. Check it again. And it was still through the roof. I got very concerned and I was scared because I know what high blood pressure can do to you. And so I thought to myself, okay, either my blood pressure had never been that high before. Now, again, you guys know, I've told you this before, I have high blood pressure. As a matter of fact, I am on two medications to regulate my blood pressure. So I have a history of it. So I know what my blood pressure numbers usually are. And last Friday, they were above what I had ever seen. And so it scared me. And I thought to myself, well, I'm going to go to the CVS because, you know, CVS has like these mini clinics. And I go to CVS, which is three blocks up the street from my house. The woman wouldn't even give me a blood pressure reading. She kept saying I need an appointment. And then she says, my next appointment is 3:45. This was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, lady, I may not have till 3:45. Well, not too far from the CVS, there was an urgent care. And so I said, let me go into the urgent care. And so I go, I register, and they take me back. They check my blood pressure again. It was 167 over 97. And it just, you know, I was just upset about it. And so the doctor comes in and he's looking through my chart because this is actually another, I usually, for those who live in the North Carolina, Raleigh area, my primary care is at Duke. And this was Wake Med. Now, some of you listening may not know what those two hospitals are, but they're two of the two biggest hospitals here in really North Carolina. And so he's looking through my chart and he's just saying, you know, seeing different things that should have been happening. For instance, I will tell you this. He told me, he said, do you know that you have not had an A1C test since 2021? Well, I go get a physical every year. And he said, for someone your age with your history of high blood pressure, you should be getting an A1C test every single year. So I'm thinking of switching my primary care to this guy because I just liked the way he talked. I liked the way he communicated with me. And, you know, that's something that I'm thinking about now. Now, my blood pressure had gone down by the time I had left. It was still a little high, but it had gone down by the time that I had left. And he put me on another blood pressure medication. And he said, literally, he said, you know, I don't know why. He said, I'm looking at your numbers every time you go to the doctor. And he says, it's constantly high. And he said, I don't know why your PC doctor, I don't know why they didn't say, hey, let's try another medication. So it's just things like that that he kind of opened my eyes to that's making me want to leave my old primary care and go to him. So, he put me on another blood pressure medicine. It is working because my pressure is down. It's not, you know, 120 over 80, but it's certainly, you know, where it, you know, it's certainly not. It's the lowest that I've seen it in a while. Let me say that. So the topic of my show today is the dangers of high blood pressure. Okay. And I thought it was just befitting because I know that there are people under the sound of my voice who are also suffering with high blood pressure. And this is no joke, ladies and gentlemen. And so I did some research about this like I always do. And so, oh man, I forgot to tell you the website. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. But anyway, so high blood pressure, which is also called hypertension, has no symptoms and can be dangerous if not treated. Hypertension puts you at risk for stroke, heart attack, and other problems. This is why I was so concerned last Friday when I couldn't get my blood pressure down. Nearly half of adults who have hypertension don't realize it. So checkups are crucial. Dietary changes, exercise, and medicine can help you keep your blood pressure where it should be. So, high blood pressure is when the force of blood pushing against your artery walls is consistently too high. This damages your arteries over time and can lead to serious complications like heart attack and stroke. Hypertension is another word for this common condition. So high blood pressure is the same as hypertension. Healthcare providers call high blood pressure a silent killer because you usually don't have any symptoms. So you may not be aware that anything is wrong, but the damage is still occurring within your body. Blood pressure, or BP, is the measurement of the pressure or force of blood pushing against blood vessel walls. Your BP reading has two numbers. The top number is the systolic blood pressure, which measures the pressure on your artery walls when your heart beats or contracts. The bottom number is the diastolic blood pressure. This measures the pressure on your artery walls between beats when your heart is relaxing. Healthcare providers measure blood pressure in milliliters of mercury. Okay, so how do I know if I have high blood pressure? Getting your blood pressure checked is the only way to know if it's too high. You can do this by seeing a healthcare provider for a yearly checkup, even if you feel healthy. You won't feel sick if you have high blood pressure. So these checkups are crucial and can be life-saving. If your BP is above the normal rate, your provider will recommend lifestyle changes and/or medications to lower your numbers. What is considered high blood pressure? Definitions of high blood pressure vary slightly depending on where you live. In the U.S., healthcare providers define high blood pressure or hypertension as a top number, the systolic blood pressure, of at least 130, and or a bottom number, diastolic blood pressure, of at least 80. In Europe, healthcare providers define hypertension as a top number of at least 140 and or a bottom number of at least 90. I didn't even know that there was a difference between how the U.S. Sees blood pressure versus how Europe sees it. How common is high blood pressure? High blood pressure is very common. It affects 47% of adults in the U.S. This equals about 116 million people. Of those, 37 million have a blood pressure of at least 140 over 90. So that means here in the U.S., that's very high. High blood pressure caused or contributed to over 670,000 deaths in the U.S. in 2020. The World Health Organization estimates that globally, over 1.2 billion people ages 30 to 79 have hypertension. About 2 in 3 of those individuals live in a low or middle income country. So what are the symptoms and the causes of high blood pressure? Okay. Usually, high blood pressure causes no signs or symptoms. That is why healthcare providers call it the silent killer. You could have high blood pressure for years and not know it. In fact, the World Health Organization estimates that 46% of adults with hypertension don't even know they have it. When your blood pressure is 180 over 120 or higher, you may experience symptoms like headaches, heart palpitations, or nosebleeds. Blood pressure this high is a hypertensive crisis that requires immediate medical care. What are the types of high blood pressure? Your provider will diagnose you with one or two types of high blood pressure. One, primary hypertension. Causes of this more common type of high blood pressure, about 90% of all adult cases in the U.S., include aging and lifestyle factors like not getting enough exercise. And I can tell you right now, y'all know I'm transparent about my age. I'll be 53 years old in June. And I'm going to tell you right now, I do not exercise. I'm telling you guys, the only exercise I get is shopping. That's really about, and I know that sounds terrible. I'm just one of those people. I just don't see, I know the benefits of it, but I can't do it. I can't do it. And I know that I should. I know I should. Anyway, secondary hypertension. Causes of this type of high blood pressure include different medical conditions or a medication you're taking. Primary and secondary high blood pressure or hypertension can coexist. For example, a new secondary cause can make blood pressure that's already high get even higher. You might also hear about high blood pressure that comes or goes in certain situations. This hypertension types are, number one, white coat hypertension. Your BP is normal at home, but elevated in the healthcare setting. Now, that used to happen to me a lot. That's called white coat hypertension. Number two, mask hypertension. Your BP is normal in a healthcare setting, but elevated at home. The next, sustained hypertension. Your BP is elevated in healthcare settings and at home. The next, nocturnal hypertension. That means your BP goes up when you sleep. That's interesting. So what causes hypertension or high blood pressure? Primary hypertension doesn't have a single clear cause. Usually, many factors come together to cause it. Common causes include unhealthy eating patterns, including a diet high in sodium, which was me. Lack of physical activity. I'm sure that's me. High consumption of beverages containing alcohol. That's not me. Secondary hypertension has at least one distinct cause that healthcare providers can identify. Okay, what are the common cause of secondary hypertension? Okay, that is, number one, certain medications, including immunosuppressants, NSAIDs, and oral contraceptives. Now, I remember that when I was first diagnosed with high blood pressure, my doctor told me, ibuprofen, stay away from ibuprofen, stay away from NSAIDs, take acetaminophen. I had to stop taking my Claritin D because that could elevate your blood pressure as well. NSAIDs and oral contraceptives. Kidney disease. Obstructive sleep apnea. Kahn's syndrome, I don't even know what that is. Recreational drug use, including amphetamines and cocaine. Renal vascular diseases, which are conditions that affect blood flow in your kidneys, arteries, and veins. Renal artery stenosis is a common example. Another one, tobacco use, including smoking, vaping, and using smokeless tobacco. Is high blood pressure genetic? Researchers believe genes play a role in high blood pressure. If one or more of your close biological family members have high blood pressure, you have an increased risk of developing it too. What are the risk factors for high blood pressure? Risk factors that make you more likely to have high blood pressure include these: having a biological family member with high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease or diabetes, being over 55, and race. Black people are more at risk than other races. I'm not saying other races don't have high blood pressure, but our race, we are more susceptible to it. Having certain medical conditions, including chronic kidney disease, metabolic syndrome, obstructive sleep apnea, or thyroid disease. Having overweight or obesity. Not getting enough exercise. Eating foods high in sodium. Smoking or using tobacco products. And drinking too much. And this is what I want to say, to my African-American community, and especially men. You got to start going getting checkups, you know, every year. You really do. What are the complications of this condition? Untreated hypertension may lead to serious health problems, including coronary artery disease, or CAD, stroke, heart attack, peripheral artery disease, kidney disease, and kidney failure, complications during pregnancy, eye damage, and vascular dementia. How can I prevent high blood pressure? Fortunately, there are things you can do to reduce your risk of developing high blood pressure. These include, number one, following a healthy eating plan. This is an important step in keeping your blood pressure normal. The DASH diet, or the dietary approaches to stop hypertension, emphasizes eating fruits, vegetables, and whole grains to your diet. Cut down on sodium. To prevent hypertension, you should reduce the amount of sodium in your diet. Try to keep it below 1,500 milligrams a day. Keep a healthy weight. Going hand in hand with a proper diet is keeping a weight that's healthy for you. Losing exercise weight with diet and exercise will help lower your blood pressure to healthier levels. Now, I will tell you, I think I've told you guys this before, I have completely changed my eating habits. And I used to be a person that ate out all the time. I love me some Chinese food. I used to eat Chinese food 2 and 3 times a week. I had to stop that. I had to cut that out. I had to start cooking. I cook my food 6 days a week. I probably 5 days a week. And sometimes I go out and I might go out and eat on a Friday night or Saturday. But most of the time I'm cooking my food. Okay. Keep active. Even simple physical activities such as walking can lower your blood pressure and your weight. Drink alcohol in moderation. Having more than one drink a day for women or people assigned female at birth, or more than 2 drinks a day for men or people assigned male at birth, can raise blood pressure. One drink is defined as 1 ounce of alcohol, 5 ounces of wine, or 12 ounces of beer. So, when should I go to the ER? Okay. Call 911 or your local emergency number if you have sudden symptoms of a hypertension crisis. These include shortness of breath, headache. Remember, I told you last Friday, that's what got me to thinking. Chest pain, blurry vision, heart palpitations, anxiety, dizziness, nosebleed, or vomiting. It is dangerous. High blood pressure is dangerous. It is dangerous. Please be aware. I went and bought me a home blood pressure monitor, and I often check my blood pressure. It is important, people. It is important to know your blood pressure numbers. They don't call it the silent killer for nothing. Men, sometimes, you know, we don't like going to the doctor, but when we get to, I started getting regular checkups every year when I turned 40. It's important to go get checkups. Change your lifestyle. I know I said I don't exercise a lot, but I have drastically changed my eating habits. I cook literally, seriously, Sunday through Thursday. And before, I used to go out and eat. I very rarely used to cook. But that food in those restaurants, they taste so good. You know why? because it's full of sodium. It's full of sodium and fat. Cook your own food. There are simple things that we can do to lower our blood pressure. But I just had to talk about this. It was a scare for me last week, and I'm going to tell you why we think my blood pressure was so high last week. Because for breakfast, I had two sausage, egg, and cheese croissants, the ones that you put in the microwave, full of sodium. Now, I normally have one, but I don't know. I was extra hungry, and I had two that day. And so that's why we think that the blood pressure was high and I couldn't get it down. And again, there's medication that the doctors can prescribe. I told you that I was on two before then, and now I am on three. Now, I really hate taking medication. I really don't like taking medication, but if it's going to save my life, give it to me now. My blood pressure, I took it this morning. It was 133 over 83. And I know it's probably because of that third pill. Talk to your doctor. Be honest with your doctor. Make the necessary changes. Get yourself a blood pressure monitor and take your blood pressure on the regular, especially if you have a history of high blood pressure. Take care of yourself. Well, that's my show. We will see you next time. Bye for now. Horizontal.